On Wednesday, June 7th, emergency dispatchers sent medical personnel to a reported dog attack near the corner of Greenwood and First Avenue in Blue Lake. According to the dispatcher, the reporting party stated two individuals had been mauled by a dog. KMA News was able to speak with the two victims, who shared their harrowing experience, which began when Neil Michalinka was walking past the house where the dogs were located after picking up his mail from the Blue Lake Post Office on the corner of First Avenue and G Street.
I was walking home from the post office by the house. The dogs ran up to the fence, barking and jumping. I continued to walk and eventually reached the gate. The gate was either unlatchable or not latched. The dogs came out of the gate and immediately came up to me aggressively, and I tried to yell at them and tell them to go away. It didn't work. They kept coming towards me, and then I decided to try kick one to, you know, maybe scare them, but that did not work. They both basically came at me. One was more aggressive than the other one. I tried to retreat, but fell over because the dogs were at my feet. And then basically they both jumped on me and were biting me while I was on the ground trying to hit them and protect my vital areas.
Neil, a fit 47-year-old who stands 5'11", weighing 175 pounds, worries what would have happened if the dogs had attacked someone other than him.
If it was a kid or an elderly person, they would probably be potentially dead at this point, in my opinion.
Right.
You know, I was able to get a couple of blows and kicks in and fend them off somewhat, but when there's two of them, it was pretty much futile.
Even though Neil is physically fit and actively fought the dogs off, he was in serious trouble until nearby construction worker Steve Marai saw what was happening and came to his aid.
Basically, I was in a dump truck in the intersection a half a block away from Neil. Basically, Neil walked by the house and the dogs came out. And before I knew it, they had him on the ground in the middle of the street. And just going at him. So I ran down. His shoe, they ended up taking his shoe off. So I took his shoe basically from the ground and proceeded to beat on him. And God, didn't even affect him. So he ended up getting, they turned their concentration on me. They ended up getting me on the ground. They bit him in the neck. Then they turned on me and, you know, several other people finally involved, and one guy ended up, the dog had a harness with a handle on its back and ended up grabbing it, pulling it away. And I ended up getting bit in the thumb, took the tip of my thumb, basically folded it open. I mean, he walked by, I watched him walk by the house. I mean, he was minding his own business. He had just got his mail at the post office. The dogs didn't just come out and bite him. The dogs attacked him. And they weren't stopping.
Due to Steve's intervention, Neil, badly injured, was able to get away.
I was eventually able to get away from the scene because the construction workers were thrashing and beating the dogs. And then I ran about 20 yards away, and they continued to fight with the dogs for an unknown amount of time. And one of them fell to the ground and got bit in the hand. And then I think one of the owners came out of the house to help secure the animal.
Steve said he didn't really think. He just saw that someone was in need and stepped in.
The guy needed help, no matter what I could do. I mean, I knew he needed help. And everybody else. It's not just me. And I'm no hero. There's plenty of other people that jumped in after me. I did what I had to do, and I would hope somebody would do it for me. The dogs would have wore him down and would have killed him. I truly believe they would have killed him.
Both men described the attack similarly.
They were short and very strong and very aggressive, and I don't know if they were trained for that, but it was within their ability to go for my neck and into the areas and not be called off by the other people that were there.
they didn't want nothing to do with biting me in the legs. They wanted to bite my neck, my face. And basically that's how I ended up with my thumb the way it is pushing them back. It's crazy. I hope to never have to go through anything like that or see anything like that again. I mean, I'm a dog lover. Don't get me wrong. I love dogs. I have dogs. But these dogs were out to kill. I truly believe they were out to kill.
Neil said the ordeal was terrifying, uncertain if he would survive when one of the dogs had him by the neck.
When the dog was on my neck, I thought I was going to die. And then when it was kind of above me, between, you know, over my stomach and groin, I thought also I was, you know, I was terrified.
Other workers from the paving project nearby came to the aid of Neil and then Steve, which Neil said most likely changed the outcome of the harrowing attack.
It was the complete impact of keeping me up, serious life-threatening injuries, because I was, you know, I was injured and on the ground being attacked with no end in sight, and it, in the make him over, it took a pretty good amount of effort for them to divert the attack to them and allow me to get away.
Both men, strangers before the incident, were transported to a local hospital due to their injuries. Steve suffered a deep laceration to the tip of his thumb while defending himself on the ground. Neil's injuries were much worse.
14 puncture wounds, some to the neck, arms, legs, and the groin area, and then some random bruises and scrapes from the, you know, rolling around on the ground, and then some, you know, swelling from the force of the dog's grip on my neck and extremities.
Released from the hospital, both men are undergoing a rabies protocol due to the attack. Neil, recovering at home, said he is unsure at this point if there will be any lasting damages. He did visit the construction site the day after the attack to thank Steve and the others that intervened and likely saved him from further damage or worse. Steve said that Neil is a great guy.
I got a new friend.
Both dogs were taken by Humboldt County Animal Control officers. They are currently under quarantine. A hearing will be held to determine the fate of the animals. Steve stated he would be at the hearing as he feels passionately that the dogs should not be returned to their owners, expressing concern that the dogs could have done irreparable damage or death to a child.
If it would have been a child, I don't think we'd have been there fast enough, because the child wouldn't have been able to fight these dogs off.
We will continue to follow the situation as it develops. For KMUN News, I'm Lisa Music.